Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone and welcome to the 57th episode of Praticamente Inglese. How's it going, guys? Hope you're doing well. I can't talk loud tonight because that's my two little ones that are sleeping, so I'm trying to not to be noisy, let's say. Okay, today I would love to talk about invitation, on how to invite someone to do something with us. And so I will bring some examples that could be useful for you and you can use when you are at work and you want to invite a colleague, a co-worker to do something with you. So I hope that would be interesting. Before doing that, I would love to remind you, first thing first, that you can listen to previous episodes as well. I think there's quite a few people that they don't know that there's amazing episodes before the number 57 that you can go to listen to interviews starting from, I don't know, episodes maybe number 38, or you can find more about, I don't know, job interviews, meetings, elevator speech, or things about growth in business. And so I invite you to listen to previous episodes as well, because, you know, that could be very helpful in general. Second thing I would like to tell you is that I'm still running a room every Friday around 1 p.m. on Clubhouse, which is called Lunch Break with Italians. And I suggest you to, you know, to come along and to join the conversation. It's a nice place to be. Half an hour is just for lunch break on Friday. And you can have the chance to express yourself in English, because we all know the issue with English is that we kind of understand English. We can listen to it. We can, you know, read English and understand English in written form, but it's very difficult to express ourselves in English. So that would be a great opportunity, you know, to have a chat with me. You can tell me a little bit more about the podcast. What do you think? Your feedback. You can tell me, hey, Mattia, why don't you do an episode around this particular topic or things like that? So I really would love to, you know, to see you. I mean, to hear from you during this Clubhouse room, which is on Friday at 1 p.m. for half an hour, more or less. Also, guys, I would like to share something with you. I was invited to a festival last week, and I attended a panel with other podcasters, and we were talking about the podcasting world, let's say. And there was my fellow podcaster Marco Cappelli from La Storia d'Italia. He's an amazing guy, as well as Damiano Crognali, which is like a sort of guru in the podcasting world in Italy, as he wrote a book about podcasting, how to start, how to make a podcast, let's say. And he was connected via Zoom from Dubai, as he's also a journalist, and he's covering the expo, the huge exhibition that is running every 5 years. So let's get started with today's episode. I picked the topic of the invitation and a few sentences. So that could be useful for you if you want to invite someone to do something, okay? So the first one is, would you like to visit our office tomorrow? Would you like to visit our office tomorrow? Vuoi venire a trovarci nel nostro ufficio domani? The second one I picked is, do you want to come with me to the marketing meeting? Do you want to come with me to the marketing meeting? Vuoi venire con me al marketing meeting? Come per dire, vieniti a fare queste due orette con me, dai, cerca di essere di supporto. Hey, if you're around the city center, I would love to invite you to our new office. Okay? Hey, if you're around the city center, I would love to invite you to our new office. Or I would like to invite you to visit our new office. Hey, se sei nel centro città, mi piacerebbe che venissi a visitare il nostro nuovo ufficio. I would be delighted to invite you to our corporate party on Monday the 23rd at 9 p.m. Can you make it? Questo è molto formale, no? I would be delighted to invite you to our corporate party on Monday the 23rd at 9 p.m. Sarei deliziato di invitarti al nostro, diciamo, evento aziendale, party aziendale, lunedì il 23 alle 9 di sera. Can you make it? Ce la puoi fare? Vieni, ci sei? Hey mates, oppure hey man, hey mates, mi piace questa, diciamo, terminologia di dire hey compagno, amico, hey zio, per dire in the UK. Hey mates, how about a pint after work? How about a pint after work? Che ne pensi di una pinta, ovviamente a pint of beer, of course, after work? Che ne pensi di andarci a prendere una pinta, una birra dopo il lavoro? Okay, the other one I picked is, what do you say to drinks and canapés this evening? What do you say to drinks and canapés this evening? Che ne pensi di, diciamo, una bevuta e qualche stuzzichino questa sera? Che ne so, there's an opening party just, you know, next door. C'è proprio, c'è un opening, un party classico, la classica festa di inaugurazione. Just next door, proprio qui, dietro l'angolo. Just around the corner. The other one is, why don't we go out for dinner tonight? Why don't we go out for dinner tonight? Hey, why don't we go out for dinner tonight? Perché non ci andiamo a fare una bella cenetta stasera? Questa, diciamo, è un classicone, ma insomma, uno finisce un meeting con qualcuno dopo una lunga giornata e dice, vabbè, dai, andiamocene a cena, ce la siamo meritate. Oppure uno potrebbe dire, per esempio, great work, guys, hey, ragazzi, bel lavoro. Are you free this evening? Siete liberi stasera? I know a very nice wine bar nearby. Conosco un wine bar, una vineria, diremmo noi, un'enoteca, proprio qui vicino, just nearby. E poi potrei aggiungere, non so, tipo, hey, the first round is on me. The first round is on me. Cioè, il primo giro di bevute is on me. Lo offro io, is on me. Ok, quando volete dire a qualcuno, ti offro qualcosa, is on me, è su di me. E se uno accetta, ovviamente, l'invitation, cosa potreste rispondere se qualcuno vi invita? In maniera molto, molto diretta, no? Classico. Hey, sounds great. Oppure uno può dire, hey, sounds good. Oppure just sounds good. Sounds perfect. Whatever, guys. Sounds something. E come dire, è un forte sì. Oppure potresti dire, that's perfect, that's great, ok, perfetto, grande, andiamo, I'm on. Potrebbe essere molto semplice, I'm on, ci sono. Oppure let's go for it, let's do it, let's go for it, facciamolo, let's go for it, andiamo a farlo. Oppure in maniera più formale, prima ho preso una frase formale, potrebbe essere I'll be delighted to join you, sir. Sarei onorato, deliziato di, diciamo, di unirmi, sir, signore. What a great idea, what a great idea, let's do it, let's go for it, ok? E queste sono un pochino di, diciamo, di piccole frasi per accettare l'invito. Se invece l'invito lo voglio declinare e quindi non ci sono, oppure proprio non mi va di andarmi a fare una bevuta fuori con i colleghi o una cena o quello che sia, posso dire, ok, thanks for asking, but I have to work on this report. Ok, grazie per chiedermelo, però io proprio devo finire di lavorare su questo report, perché insomma, tomorrow I have a very important meeting tomorrow, so I have to finish. I have to run this report and blah blah blah, whatever. Quindi dici, guarda, devo lavorare, non posso venire. Oppure semplicemente, I can't make it. I'm sorry, mate, I can't make it. Non ce la faccio, non posso venire. Oppure, I don't know, hey Mattia, thanks, but not tonight. Hey, but what about tomorrow? Thanks, but not tonight. What about tomorrow? Guarda, grazie, ma stasera non posso. Vogliamo fare domani? Come per dire, ti do il contentino. Stasera sono incasinato, però magari facciamolo domani. Una che mi piace, che ogni tanto ascolto, è It's out of the question. It's not my thing. È proprio fuori, siamo fuori, non ci siamo. Ok, it's not my thing. Perché magari ti invito, che ne so, all'opera, o ti invito, boh, non lo so, a giocare a golf nel weekend. Non lo so, it's not my thing. È qualcosa che non ci siamo. Quindi grazie per l'invito, ma non ci sto dentro a questa cosa qua. E poi mi sono appuntato qualche frase che potremmo dire il giorno dopo, no? Al lavoro torniamo e potrebbe essere stata una bella serata quella precedente, quindi ringraziamo per l'invito. Potrebbe essere Thanks for asking me to join you last night. I had such a great time. Grazie mille per avermi invitato ieri. Ho avuto una serata pazzesca, mi sono divertito molto. I had such a great time. Oppure, thanks for inviting me at the party. I enjoyed every minute of it. Grazie per avermi invitato al party, alla festa. Mi sono gustato, mi sono goduto ogni minuto del party. Quindi, thank you very much. Oppure, semplicemente, hey, yesterday was just amazing. I loved it. È stato pazzesco. Sono stato, insomma, amazing, fantastico. I loved it. Mi è piaciuto tantissimo. Letteralmente sarebbe l'ho amato, ma ovviamente è questo quello che si intende. Ok, guys, I think that's it for today. I want to be short. I just want to give you the right sentences, the right number of sentences. Otherwise, I will confuse you with too many things. And after that episode, I hope that you will be able to invite someone out for dinner or in different ways. And I would love to have you, as I said, on Friday at 1 p.m. on Clubhouse. The room is called Lunch Break with Italians. I mean, Clubhouse is now open to the whole world. So you just need to download the app if you don't have it. And then you can look for me, like Mattia Morelli, or you can search for Praticamente Inglese, which is a club of Clubhouse, and you can follow the club. So when I open the room on Friday, you will be notified, and so you can join the conversation with me. I hope you will have a great rest of the week, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Segui i podcast di Voice sulla tua app di podcast preferita. E se sei un utente Prime, ascoltalo senza pubblicità su Amazon Music.